Alright, folks, welcome back to Adapt or Die Mindset, your daily dose of motivation, inspiration, and a whole lot of real talk. I'm your host, Asher Blake, and today we're diving into something crucial, building resilience through self-reflection. Ever feel like life just throws curveballs? You know that feeling when everything seems to be going sideways and you're just trying to keep your head above water? Well, guess what? That's normal. But here's the kicker. It's how we respond to those curveballs, those unexpected challenges, that truly defines us. And let me tell you, self-reflection is like having a secret weapon in this crazy game of life. It's not just about sitting in silence and staring at your navel, although, sometimes that can be helpful. I'm talking about actively taking the time to understand yourself, your strengths, your weaknesses, your triggers, your patterns. Why? Because knowing yourself better allows you to adapt, to grow, and ultimately, to become more resilient in the face of whatever life throws your way. So let's break down 5 key takeaways that will supercharge your self-reflection game and help you build that unshakable resilience. First up, be brutally honest with yourself. This is the hardest part, but trust me, it's also the most rewarding. We all have areas we could improve on, things we tend to avoid or sweep under the rug. But ignoring them doesn't make them go away. Take a good, hard look at your behavior patterns, your reactions in stressful situations. Are there recurring themes? Do certain triggers send you spiraling? Be honest with yourself, even if it's uncomfortable. Next, identify your values. What truly matters to you? What guides your decisions? Your values are your compass. They provide direction and purpose. Once you know what you stand for, you can make choices aligned with your core beliefs, which strengthens your sense of self and makes you less susceptible to external pressures or influences. Third, recognize your strengths. We all have unique talents and abilities. Celebrate them. Don't underestimate the power of acknowledging what you do well. When you focus on your strengths, you build confidence and create a positive feedback loop that fuels your resilience. Fourth, learn from your mistakes. This is where growth happens. Mistakes are inevitable, but they don't have to define you. Instead of beating yourself up, view them as learning opportunities. Ask yourself, what can I learn from this? How can I do things differently next time? Embracing failure as a stepping stone to success is a key ingredient in building resilience. And finally, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. We all have days where we feel inadequate, frustrated, or overwhelmed. Remember that you're human, and it's okay to not be perfect. Treat yourself with the same understanding and kindness that you would offer a dear friend. Self-compassion is a powerful tool for fostering resilience and navigating life's ups and downs. Let me share a real-world example. Imagine you're giving a presentation at work, and you completely blank out in front of everyone. You feel your face flush, your heart racing, and the room starts to spin. Now, instead of letting that moment crush you, what if you took a deep breath, acknowledged the feeling, and said to yourself, "Okay, this is happening, but it doesn't define me. I can learn from this and do better next time." See? It's all about shifting your perspective, using self-reflection to understand what happened, and then bouncing back stronger. That's resilience in action. So, here's the deal, folks. Take these takeaways to heart. Start practicing self-reflection. It doesn't have to be complicated. Just carve out a few minutes each day to check in with yourself, acknowledge your feelings, and reflect on your experiences. Trust me, this small investment will pay off big time in building your resilience and helping you navigate the twists and turns of life with grace and confidence. Remember, you're capable of amazing things. Keep adapting, keep learning, keep growing. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button, leave a review, and share this episode with anyone who needs a dose of inspiration. Until next time, stay resilient, my friends.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.